born partially sighted, Mark Samuels Lassner can't see out of his left eye. He can see a little out of his right eye with a monocle, but whatever he's looking at has to be within inches of his face.
I have always had trouble seeing, but because I couldn't really excel in sports. I'm, of course, not able to drive a car, do other things. I found that objects, particularly small objects, were very appealing to me because I could bring them close, look at them, and examine them. And of all the objects in the world that I loved most, it was books.
Samuels Lassner's passion for British literature and art from the late 19th century started early. It was almost as if the passion chose him.
I grew up in an 1896 Queen Anne revival summer cottage. When I say summer cottage, it's not really a cottage. It was a 27-room house overlooking Long Island in Connecticut. And so I had, in a sense, a late 19th century childhood.
Growing up, Samuels Lassner met a very close friend of his grandmother's, May Bradshaw Hayes. She was born in London and grew up in the Victorian era.
As a teenager, I would go visit Mrs. Hayes, and she'd tell me stories of meeting Robert Browning as a little girl, of knowing the painter Edward Burne Jones. So I knew someone who actually had known the people that I became interested in. When I graduated from college, at which point she was in her mid-90s, a box arrived from Mrs. Hayes, which contained two hand-painted fireplace tiles that were the wedding gift to her parents from Edward and Georgiana Burne Jones, and the remnants of a blue and white tea set that were the presents from William and Jane Morris. That's how I started collecting.
Samuels Lassner, who's a senior research fellow at the University of Delaware, says collectors like to control what happens to the items they spent so much time gathering. Now 64, he felt like this was the right time to donate his collection of first edition and signed copies of books and original art, and UD was the right place.
This is the biggest and the most valuable gift that the library has ever received.
Women's Studies and Humanities professor Margaret Stetz curated an accompanying exhibit showcasing the best of from Samuels Lassner's collection of more than 9,500 items.
Charles Dickens is represented here, as well as Charles Darwin and Florence Nightingale and George Eliot.
Like Beethoven, who composed symphonies even though he was deaf, Stetz says Samuels Lassner might not have perfect eyesight, but he sees the big picture.
He has a vision for how to build a collection, how to make things cohere, how to create a kind of narrative so that one item connects with another item. And for that, he doesn't need perfect eyesight. He just needs a perfect vision, a perfect sense of what he wants to build and offer to other people, so that they will see what he sees about the 19th century.
From the Delaware Desk, I'm Shirley Min, WHYY News.